There we go. All right, so this song was inspired by Matt's weekly background art, as you can see in his picture there. So, with a little. So.
Oh, fun.
I tried to do that one, Jack, but I changed my mind.
Oh, okay.
This one's not really technically a Japanese song, but.
Dobarigato, you know. Yeah. Mr. Roboto.
Strike two.
One more.
So, all right.
I'm out of songs.
Yeah. Ho 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 ho. Everybody was rainbow casting. Those guys are so exciting. In fact, a little bit frightening. They laugh with such great timing. They're little men with a funny familiar sound. They'll crack you up, they never bring you down. Everybody was Rambo casting. Those guys are so enlightening.
I gotta say, Nick, that's probably
that was best our one. Collective best one, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I love that song. When it comes on, I'm singing it. I used to watch the show, but that's all I am.
You surprised me with that one, Nick.
Yeah,
because we talked actually. There's another podcast we do, but you know, you were kind of giving hints, and I was like, oh, okay. So, but that's great. That's fun.
Yeah, that was a good one. It's a shame that. It took 5 minutes to hit the record button because 5 minutes of gold was left for nobody to hear.
On the floor, on the cutting room floor.
Nick splooged in his own eye.
That's why we're all, if you're wondering why we're all wearing glasses.
Yeah. Actually, Nick, you're not wearing glasses tonight. Nope. There we go. There we go.
There we go.
Boom. It's a quadfecta. So
the golden sombrero. That's what they call four strikeouts in baseball.
A golden sombrero?
Sombrero.
Oh.
I think that's what it is.
Interesting.
If you strike out four times in a game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or if you trade Mookie Betts, or if you just barely beat the Jets. I think that's what it's
or called. If you welcome back a fucking cheater for your head coach.
Whatever.
So it's been a couple weeks, right, guys? I mean, you know,
nothing much has happened around
these. Really, nah. It's just same old, same old. So.
Same old. Everything's fun.
Everything's fun.
Everything's good.
Is awesome.
I gotta tell you though, for fuck's sake, it feels really good to not watch the news 24/7. Because I definitely did for the entire week.
I couldn't do it. I
could not keep my eyes off of the screen. I just was waiting for that moment.
You and mean the part where it just shot jizz in your right eye?
Yeah, jizz in my eye. What the fuck, man? What a crazy ass week.
And it's still crazy.
It's going to be a crazy ass month. It's
still crazy.
That's why I'm the circus of America, red, white, and blue. I mean,
I like that.
Fucking douchebag is going to fuck so much shit up. It's ridiculous.
Like the number of firings right now is alarming.
The Pentagon's fucked right now.
I got fired. I don't even work for him. I mean, what the fuck, man?
You're off the show.
Okay. All right. I didn't know you listened to the Rabblecast. I'm sorry.
Like you know you're fucked up when half of Fox News is shitting down your throat for being a dick.
Wait,
well,
they were shutting down a lot of people's throats for a long time. What is that?
Yeah, but like when his number one media supporter, Washington, number two behind Breitbart, but Fox, even Fox News is really like just shitting on him for being a complete fucking baby and making shit up. It's crazy.
Yeah, Cavito. That's it. Yeah, he cut away. Cavuto. Cavuto. Yeah, like there was one where somebody got up and started saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like they were like, okay, we're cutting away.
Yeah.
Like,
it's yeah, like, he can't in good countenance. Okay. First of all, I haven't heard countenance used in a sentence in ever, but he did. He said he couldn't in good countenance allow the listeners to view or hear what she was saying because it was patently false.
Big word.
I thought that's where the count lived was countenance. Countenance.
Yeah. But fucking crazy, ass, crazy ass week, dude.
I lost 25 followers on Twitter just saying great speech.
Fucking
when
really?
when Harrison, you know, it's like I was honest. It was, you know.
So let me ask you a follow up question to that too, because that was my initial reaction too. But have we just gotten so used to fucking shit the last 4 years that speech sounds like?
Well, I was gonna say it was a speech that both said and did the right thing, yeah, which anyone can do. And then I said, oh wait, not anyone. So, but it, you know, it was a standard speech, but it was a perfect speech for the time.
Good, man.
And like I said, it's still speeches don't mean shit. You have to prove and go out there and do it, but.
But we need a lot more on both sides just coming together to save us from COVID right now, because
COVID is a mess.
My state in particular is the numbers are going insane. The senators are more focused on still, is he going to concede? I reject the win, you know, all of this like bullshit. And I'm like, can we just step forward as your paid politician of the state and just tell the people wear a fucking mask? Because so many people in my state are just doing this like, well, fuck COVID. I'm going to get it harder, you know, and they're ripping off masks.
Is it like every 2 weeks something? I mean, you had the Trump rallies and you had people out there, some wearing masks, some not wearing masks. And then after the election was declared, Saturday. Everybody ran into the streets and they're hugging, they're drinking champagne in everyone's bottles. Some are wearing masks, some are not wearing masks. I go, Zoom! Zoom!
Zoom.
Get back in your house! I mean, a mask is great, but hey, it's not 100%.
Hey, we got a vaccine now, man.
Yeah, but they said probably the earliest could be April or June.
For general population, it looks like they're going to have a few hundred thousand doses available for the really, really, really bad.
And I actually saw people on Twitter and Facebook saying, don't release it until January 21st or 2nd. I don't want Trump getting the credit. I go,
He's already, here's the thing. But I was reading, again, I don't know how true this is, but because I didn't look too far into it, but I read an article or I forgot what it was. I read something that Pfizer was telling people to fuck off because they weren't even part of Warp Speed.
But they were.
They were?
Well, it's one of those technicality things, because they did make a deal with Pence's team for the first 100 million vaccines, but they accepted no money for the research for it, but they accepted the contract. So it's like, you are part of it, but you're not part of it. And so like, they did have to dial it back, because they did say that, we weren't part of it. It's like, yeah, but you were.
Okay. Regardless. Good.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. We have it. So
here's what I'm saying though. Pence could do so much more than going on vacation. Ooh. And by the way, he's the head of this Corona task force. Tell your own state, your own Hoosiers that are dying from this and in hospitals where we're going to get overrun in a couple weeks here.
Well, they're already starting to get overrun.
Yeah, they are in some states. So, but come, step forward as a political leader and have some balls about it. Like we know that the vaccine's not going to be a while, but we also know that masks work. It helps protect. And as these people just ignore.
To be fair, Pence is still pissed at that fly.
Dude, where's he been? Has he even spoken?
He's a wet blanket.
He's like, I can't be around this.
I think Nick used him as a wet blanket. So,
I just got it. I would have more respect for him if he said,
I just got that too.
High five.
Thank you.
Yourself, all of you.
Woo! I would have more respect for Pence. Look, this is not right. I'm going to resign.
What? What's that? You'd have more respect for him
if he said, "Look, this is a shit show."
Yeah,
of course he's not to say that, but I would say, you know, I'm not. This is not right. It's over. I'm going to resign. I'm not putting up with this.
I'm surprised he hasn't. Like he, well, I mean, as much of a fucking evil bastard as he is, I think he's got a level head on his shoulders from a political standpoint. I
can't believe if you want to have a political future, he's going to have to say he's.
I think. I mean, where do you go from being?
Like, gotta leave before the tanks start going through.
Well,
president. Except for being president, but he's never going to be president.
He's vacationing in Florida, so you know.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He went on vacation. Like he's just like,
no shit.
He's out. Yeah.
Hey, he left. He just said, "I'm out of here."
Like, fucking deal with it. I'm out.
That's your problem, motherfuckers.
You know, that's all right. I'm gonna fucking have a press conference about it in front of a dildo shop and then call it a day.
No, it's between a dildo shop and a crematorium.
Yeah. Like, all right, so let's talk about that fucking press conference for a hot second, can we? Like,
Four seasons.
Like,
all the memes are great, by the way. I love it.
Like, honest to God, like, how do you fuck that up so hard?
Maybe it was intentional.
It was not intentional.
No. Maybe someone was fucking with him.
Like, can you fucking imagine being the person responsible for not realizing you booked it in like an industrial like alley?
But then they continued with it.
Yeah, they're like, fuck it, let's just go. We need the airtime. Oh like, my god,
we're going live.
That's the thing.
It's like, but the icing on the cake is that one of the dudes that was there is a fucking sex offender.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
it's like you're gonna book a bachelor party, right? And you like rent this really high, you know, quality like stripper, but no, you get the bottom of the brick. Wouldn't you just be like, that's okay. Here's your money. Bye bye. They were like lap dances for everybody.
I was at a bachelor party and that happened once.
I was at a same.
I was just like, I go, okay, I'm gonna take a pass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
hard no.
Of course, I was married at the time too, so I had my Bible in one hand.
Yeah,
but like, how the fuck?
Okay, Pence.
Does that even happen though? Like you're in the most powerful office in the entire world, has a supposedly the best legal team ever assembled.
How do you? Johnny's on there, right?
I know. I don't. Like, how does that actually happen? Like, how do you?
What's the question?
How do you book a fucking landscaper's office as your backdrop?
You got it cheap. Gotta save money.
We blew our money on the campaign, man.
Someone posted a picture. It was a picture of one of the lawyers. I forgot what his name was. Like working hard at work on, you know, in the office, right? And there's a sticky note, like a post-it note on the desk. And if you zoom in the picture that was posted, you can see an address that's scribbled on it. And someone Googled that address and it was the actual location. So they put research into like finding this place, and then
so weird.
Make him out. It's crazy.
And
oh my god,
I know. You know, we tend to not get too political on the show here, but and you know, most people can probably figure out most of our leanings. Although, truly, we do have a pretty wide spectrum because you know, after the show's over, I mean, we talk and we get a little bit nitty gritty. On some of these deets.
I do talk about taking over the world. Just to give people a little, you know, idea of what happens after the show.
But a couple things though that, you know, I've shared off air with Nick, and I'll share them on air. I don't care. But you know, if there was a Democrat president during a pandemic that was ignoring science and basically leading us down a road of destruction, I would totally be voting Republican just to get this person out of office. It doesn't matter the party. And, oh, by the way, I'm completely on board with getting out the old leadership in Congress. Like when I found that Chuck Schumer and, you know, Mitch McConnell, we're going to get another round of them, and Nancy Pelosi. Let's just get rid of all of the old guard, new blood in there, leadership, and let's move forward because these old fucks aren't going to do shit.
Here's my idea. I'm just going to throw it out there for argument's sake. The Senate, you get 2 4-year terms. That's it. You get 2 4-year terms. Congress, you get 4 2-year terms. So just like the president, you get eight years. Well, mm-hmm. for some presidents,
it's a lot. And
for senators, well, every 2 years you have elections anyway.
I'm with it. I'm with
term. Because I know in 2008 when Obama and McCain were going, they both talked about campaign finance reform. That's the last that's been heard. Because the Democrats have overlapped. Republicans were never going to care. They didn't care about campaign finance reform. The Democrats, now that they outraised the Republicans, aren't going to go back that way. I mean, I two stats that really just blew my mind away, that in South Carolina and Kentucky, the opponents for McConnell and
Graham
spent over $100 million. Mm-hmm. And they got blown out. I said, couldn't that money have been used to feed people? there should be. I'm so sick.
Or I think to the fucking development of the cure that's going to stop this world from dying.
There's so much money for. It's like, now we're going to have that. I don't know why we have runoffs. You know, it's okay. Now you got to have another election and you got to pay more.
They're predicting like monumental amounts of money to be spent.
Yeah. But here's my problem. Why are people from other states allowed to pour money into those elections? That shouldn't happen. And I know I was listening to Eva Longoria today, and normally I agree with her 100%. She can say whatever she wants, and I'm just like, okay, it's Eva Longoria. She can say what she wants. But she was complaining that money was being Florida was won because outside money was put into the campaigns. I go,
of course.
Every political election in history.
I go, it should be the state. Okay, you're living in Georgia. You can only donate money in Georgia. That's it. But I know it's not going to happen. And I go, I know both sides are going to do it. They're both going to spend probably $150 million each, $200 million each.
Even if you did that, all they would have to do is build a shell company or an organization that has a billing address or a mailing address in every state.
I know there's no way around it, but I don't know about your state, but there's more people, it seems like, living on the streets because of the economy.
Yeah.
Businesses are unfolding left and right because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why are we spending so much fucking money on electing people that aren't going to do shit anyway?
Yeah. And I, our local House of Representatives, who doesn't do shit for us here, and again, step forward and tell these fucking smokestack, flag-wearing motherfuckers who don't read a book and don't know how to do math, know nothing about constitutional law, tell them to fucking mask up and pull up your big boy pants. He's got an office right down the road here. It's never in it. I mean, okay, great. You've got your name on there. You paid for that.
With the Jack in the Box taco place?
No, not even close to that. But I'm just saying, I don't know. Hire somebody. Do something with it. Like, put a pop-up store in it. Like, put some people in there to, make it alive. I don't know. Use some of this money. Like you said, we're fighting a pandemic. Like, right. use some of this money to, help bolster these small businesses. You say you're for small businesses, put your money where your mouth is and help some of these people out. Because
I agree.
So, it actions speak louder than words. And what? We're all looking for a good feel story on the news. And that would go so much further than all of this TV ad publicity that just
blasts. We're always looking for a good feel.
That's how I lost my eye.
Speaking of contributing, I just contributed yesterday to Joe Biden's victory fund to help pay for all this stupid fucking litigation. I bought a poster.
You bought a poster?
I did.
Oh,
is it of Joe Biden or is it a?
Yeah, it's a spread. It's
a old man spread.
This poster
wearing shown.
this poster was shown during one of the campaign speeches. I'm not sure which one, but I thought it was actually really, really cool. It's it does have Joe and Kamala right there in the middle of America, and all the different faces of different people represented by our country. I thought it was actually pretty cool. So I got this poster, and it will be arriving.
I like how Alaska has no one. It's just like, fuck you guys. Yeah, no one's there.
Fuck you and your conservative vote. That's what this picture says.
They're still counting.
Yeah. What the hell, Alaska? Like,
so I thought it was kind of cool, man. So I picked that up, and well, I also
to be fair, in Alaska, the dog sled that was bringing the votes, the dogs died, so they had to go back.
All right. And then did you guys see the picture that Jill Biden posted of Joe wearing a hat that said "We just did"?
I don't know, but I have a whole other image coming to mind now.
So there's a picture in the, you can do a quick search on the internet, you'll find it. But there's a picture of Joe Biden, and he's wearing a blue hat that just says "We just did 46."
Nice.
I didn't get it at first, and I was like, oh, the fucking anti-MAGA hat. It's fantastic. So I took a screen capture of it, and I sent it to some dude on Etsy, and he's making me a hat. I'm going to be rocking my "We Just Did" hat as soon as it comes in.
Awesome.
Well, I guess you're not wearing a Patriots hat anymore.
Because they just did.
Well, they won.
Well, they won. They beat the Jets.
They beat the 0-7 Jets. Good job, Pats.
You know, because I hate to get,
goddamn field goal.
I hate to get off topic here, but the Chargers have lost the last two games on the final play of the game. And both plays were reviewed. First, against Denver, it was called no touchdown at first when Denver scored, overruled, touchdown. And last week, they thought they won, or Sunday, they thought they won on a last second touchdown. But they clearly showed in the review that he dropped the ball. So two games. Can you imagine if I was still a Charger fan, how miserable I'd be? I'd be like mad.
We know you're still a Charger fan, Jack.
Now, what about the Colts game? Did you watch that?
I did watch the game, and it just, the Colts can't run the ball.
Yeah.
And that interception Rivers threw, how the hell was that ruled in it? How was that an interception? He takes a couple steps, drops the ball.
Yeah,
and they watched the replay because Harbaugh challenged it. I go, well, that was a wasted challenge.
It was
further review. It was ruled a catch and a fumble recovered by the Ravens. I go, what?
Speaking of football, I know Matt and I talked about this a little bit. Like, did you guys see the Notre Dame Clemson game? The students that rushed the field,
dude,
just insane.
Yeah. I put on Twitter. What did Rudy make another sack?
Yeah,
and I guess the president, came out and said, "Look,
it's a good statement." Yeah, yeah.
It was.
That's Indiana again, right?
Yeah, this is Gary,
the guy who went to a fucking super spreader event 3 weeks ago. Like, fuck off, president.
Well, he caught COVID. Yeah,
but, did he?
Should we just eliminate Indiana from the union?
No, we are part of the union.
I don't know, because I see Notre Dame, who spoke his storied history. So you beat the number one team and you rush on the field. COVID.
Right.
Why are people even at the game?
It's really frustrating right now.
I tell my wife it because she's still having to work. And I said, look, you got to be careful. I go, I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get sick.
Both my wife and I have had these COVID dreams where in the dream we get COVID, you know, and in my wife's dream she had it, but then she also saw that my uncle was laying on the pavement like he had died.
Jesus.
And yeah, and then I had a COVID dream the other night and just woke up in a hot sweat, and you know, I can't fall back to sleep, and all of a sudden, like, you know, I have to cough, you know, so like it's the middle of the night and I have to cough, and I just had this dream. So I'm just like super paranoid. So I'm just like, I'm up at that point.
Before
like,
I heard that, I was going to make a stupid joke saying, is COVID just a code word for old girlfriend?
old girlfriend.
I didn't want to say.
I don't know if my wife has an old girlfriend that she was having a dream about. I kind of want to see that dream.
Okay. So. Randy asks if Natron means retired. Yes, he has retired. I bet you these three don't even know who he is.
Nope. No.
Yeah. Natron means business. He would play for the Chargers Super Bowl team. Hmm. He was running back for the Chargers. charges. Played in North Carolina. Fuck, 20 years ago. It's 30 years ago, right? 36 years ago? Wait, 94. I was told there'd be no math. 26 years ago. And I did that faster than Alaska. Just want to say that.
Way to go on that math. I guess Twin Peaks is celebrating like their 30th anniversary, and
yeah, I could say that.
Yeah.
Wonder, well, you commented on the Wonder Woman thing,
Linda Carter. Yeah,
45 years since that show debuted, and she still looks
great. Yeah,
she still looks great.
You stopped yourself there. You'd still what?
Of course, the older I get, the more I'm attracted to older women. So you know, go figure.
Wonder Woman.
Yep.
I used to watch that show every week. It was Wonder Woman and then the Incredible Hulk. I think back, or was it Incredible Hulk, Wonder Woman? I can't remember, but they were back to back. Might have been the Dukes of Hazzard. Want to see me when I'm horny.
I've got a dirty mind. I apologize.
Was that what the Hulk saying was? You don't want to see me when I'm horny?
I think it started off with.
Wait, only part of you is turning green.
That's not the part that I wanted.
Wonder Woman.
You know what also seems like it's been about 30 years since we took a commercial break? I mean, it's been so long. Let's just take another one.
Let's do it.
Who are those commercial breaks? They could have lasted so long and we don't even know it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was for the two senators, the people running in Georgia. Commercial breaking.
I can't believe it was an advertisement for people to help count the votes in Alaska. You'd think they'd get that.
They have the one counter. That's the thing.
I can't believe it. The other one was for a condom for the Hulk.
Hulk size.
It would be cool. It would come in green, right?
Hey, if
condoms.
Go ahead, Nick.
A friend of mine posted a photo of some news up in Vermont, and it was like, who got the most write-in votes? And one of them was Trey Anastasio, who's the guitarist for
Really?
Fish. Yeah. And like, he was like, God damn it, I want a recount. I just thought that was funny. I was like, yeah.
I thought about writing my own name in.
Is he from Maine?
I think he's from Vermont, yeah.
Oh, from Vermont, rather? Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't you live in Vermont?
That's pretty funny.
Chris, don't you live in Vermont?
No.
Close.
Yeah.
No. I live probably
an hour.
Hour and that, 50 minutes to the border of Vermont.
That's where Newhart was based, right? Vermont. He owned a bread and a cottage or a hotel.
Yeah. A bread and breakfast?
A
bread and breakfast.
A bread and breakfast. I was told there'd be no words that were similar to each other in a sentence.
The only thing I was going to say in regards to your Hulk condom joke is that had we not pushed this abstinence only, sham, maybe we could have gotten like people on board with like, themed condoms. I mean, how fun would that be?
What would be better than superhero condoms?
Oh, I know they are themed, but yes.
Not superhero, a condom.
I got my Superman condom.
Hey, I'm not wearing one.
That's Invisible Man condom.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
That's a million dollar idea.
I'm telling you.
Superhero condoms.
Superhero condoms.
They put them on superhero band-aids.
What is stronger than Captain America's shield? Bam.
Yeah, there you go. Nothing's getting by you. Boom, 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 boom.
The Black Panther.
Christmas match is going to get a whole bunch of Ant-Man.
The least bought condom.
Yeah.
The Ant-Man condom.
Yeah.
Can I get a pack of Ant-Mans?
Hey, please. What about Shazam? Right?
He's a grower, not a shower,
There is so much potential here. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think that's $1 million.
The power
idea.
Of the ant.
Yeah. Hey, and what about Spider-Man? He's shooting loads everywhere.
Woo, 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 woo. Oh, my God.
All right, so that's a great versus. Which superhero condom would you want?
I don't know if that's versus worthy, but I hope that.
I don't know. I'm actually getting pretty close to the end of the amount of time I want to talk about condoms.
What? I'm still coming up with ideas like the Martian Manhunter glows in the dark. I mean,
the Batman condom. I'm Batman.
Hey, now you're gonna go. You're going it actually universe here. You're going DC to Marvel. That's weird.
It doesn't matter. It's just superheroes.
It doesn't have to be. I mean, wouldn't you want
that tree? Put that up again. Shazam is what you must shout at orgasm.
Shazam! Does the Hulk coming green? You can do whatever you want.
You know it does. Hey, that's a good one to have glow in the dark. It's radioactive. You know that.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Iron Man?
Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like super duper thick.
Yeah, well then, you know, then you have Thor, so it's like the god of thunder.
I'm telling you,
I'm gonna hammer you.
Yeah,
this is how you get teenage boys to protect up because.
Listen, I just love this. I'm telling you, this.
You got Doctor Strange just makes your dick disappear.
No, baby, it went back in time. You know,
yeah, what I'm yeah.
You're just gonna disappear. It's gonna disappear and then reappear. Really
you get the Vision condom. It just shoots laser beams out your dick.
Sorry, it really doesn't protect. It's got a hole.
Doesn't protect. Yeah,
let me tell you.
Yeah, that might be. Yeah, if you want a kid, maybe that's not the condom.
Yeah, maybe not. But. I'm just wondering which ones are ribbed and which ones are it's endless. You wanted to stop talking about this.
It could be a 10-hour show.
Yeah. So anyway,
what's a Robin condom?
Oh, it's just kind of
just wrong. Yeah. That's just yeah.
It's just kind of there, but it's not there.
Comes something you put over your nuts.
I do like the Flash and Quicksilver. Both of them, they work.
Well, the Flash is for those guys who just they're in, they're out.
Easy on, easy off. There you
it's
go.
Like no, it's like I'm done. I have a Flash condom. Sorry, I did. Sorry.
The Green Arrow just guarantees a pregnancy.
I hope it was good for you, but I had to be quick about it. So because you had to pick, like you said, like Matt would have you said Ant-Man, right?
I don't know. I didn't even hear that you like threw shade at me about Ant-Man. Where does this come from?
That was from Chris.
No, he wasn't directed at Matt, though.
Oh, I definitely said Matt.
Yeah, he definitely said Matt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I heard because he was talking at the time. So sorry.
Why are you blaming me, Matt? Always got to be
credit.
Blaming me.
Or blame.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. So the condom has to match your performance, right?
Hey, you know what though? Ant-Man grows to an enormous size.
That's what I'm saying. You're a grower, not a shower.
That's giant, man.
The Doctor Strange condom, Matt Tree says, the Doctor Strange condom has seen the 14 million ways the sex could play out, and it's the only one that prevents pregnancy and STD. Hmm. Hey, that's actually a really good description.
I like that.
Can we use that?
But you lose all feeling.
Yeah,
true. You lose all feeling.
Excellent.
You
know? We'll leave that
out of the ad because that's not a seller.
Anybody that's listening right now, this whole show has been copyrighted, so trademarked. I realize that we're dealing with proprietary, licenses here, but still.
All right.
Who's calling Trojan tomorrow?
I don't know, but why does it have to stop with superheroes? We're Star Wars fans.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
The helmet.
Lightsabers, anybody?
The Chewbacca could be all a hairy condom.
No way. What?
It's like old school lambskin.
You heard of Manscaped?
They forgot to shave the lamb.
Yeah, they did. They forgot to shave the lamb.
You'll be one.
I can't hear this.
Nobody wants the baby Yoda.
This is not the thing that you were looking for.
That is wrong. Why? Oh my gosh!
Oh man, what about the Darth Vader condom?
Well,
so I was saying the helmet.
Oh yeah, there you go.
The helmet. Yeah. Straight up. You immediately say, "I'm your father."
Hey, all deniability. Do not accept.
But when you ejaculate, you have to say no.
Oh God, no.
Hey, Luke Skywalker, would it be kind of whiny? Would it be a whiny condom? Like, because you know, he was so whiny in the first one. No,
I don't know. Maybe my thought was with the Emperor and how shocking it would be.
Well, yeah, Han Solo tag would be. You know,
I got the Luke Skywalker. Yeah. The Luke Skywalker condom is sold in the South. It's for your sisters and cousins.
there's an alternate for the Darth Vader condom. The second you put it on, the package just goes, "Lord Vader, rise."
Again, if anybody did not hear Nick's Han Solo, you came in that thing?
Yeah.
Excellent. So... and the C-3PO one, which nobody would want, right. It does speak 14 million different languages.
This one helps you with parsecs. Parsecs.
Parsecs.
What about Uncle? What's it? Uncle Owen.
it makes you come blue.
I don't know. Those two haven't had sex for so long.
Well, it's like, hey, Owen and Beru didn't have kids. Neither will you.
I'm just imagining Uncle Owen. It's just like all dust.
That's what he shoots.
It's the one that's been the wallet for like 20 years. You know, you pull it out, you're like,
I finally get to use my Uncle Owen.
Why does your dick have ash on it?
Why does it have to slap with condoms? Lubricants. You know, it's called a moisture farm for a reason. So it's a his and hers kind of thing.
If you're really bad at it, you get a moisture evaporator.
But anyway, R2-D2's head rotates. We all know. This is some great shit, guys.
You get the Darth Maul?
That one's the ribbed one. You know
the dual blade.
The Jar Jar.
For those rare things.
Jar Jar, yeah. Nobody wants that. It says.
What about a young Scott? What about young Vader?
Anakin?
Annie?
Yeah. Why do we don't need to like bring little things in?
That would be the
no, not chicken, little.
It'd be like sand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got the Wookiee size and the Ewoks. Yeah,
Ewok condom. There you go. Ewok condom.
That's the shorter lambskin one.
So. It's for your nub nub.
Yeah. I just imagine like some kid checking out at some CVS and the lady's looking at it and she's like, "Yeah, I don't think you're a Jabba size." Nobody wants to see that worm.
Yeah. Where you get the Greedo condom because you're guaranteed to shoot first.
This is what happens when we don't meet for 2 weeks. You know,
what happens when I consume fucking edibles before I do a podcast.
I hope everyone enjoys this because you know. If we lost you with the political conversation,
you're lost. Really, well, not political condoms. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no.
There's so many innuendos you can say though. It's like, you know, look at the red five, aim for the thermal port just below the main port.
Stay on target.
Oh man,
it's got to go in there.
Yeah, it's not too much bigger than 2 meters.
That's funny. Well, you're gonna want to hit her with this trench run. So,
oh God.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you guys liking the Mandalorian?
Yes! Yeah. Like we did it. We did it. Well, no, you can't talk, Chris. Sorry.
Sorry.
No. Yeah, like Matt did and I recorded the second episode last night. We enjoyed the first episode a lot. Second episode, we enjoyed the action in it, but there wasn't a lot of substance, we felt. But it was
You missed Timothy Oliphant in the second one, right?
A little bit, you know, but I don't think we ever thought that he was coming back.
Well, we definitely had a good chuckle. Like, talk about being typecast. I mean, how many times has he been a marshal or a sheriff now?
My wife actually, Cindy actually watched the episodes. First episode she watched of The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. And she goes, can he play anything else? I go, look, dude has a wide range. He's got a wide range. I mean, but if you're going to pick, once I saw Marshall, I knew the title. I go, oh, he's going to be the Marshall.
Oh.
And in fact, when he walked in, I go, oh, that's Timothy Oliphant. You can tell how he's walking in. But she liked it. She enjoyed it because it has, she said he's getting kind of old though.
What do you think? He's probably 50.
He's in his 50s, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody's looked sexier, you know, with the wind blowing in there, like, you know.
No, he's dead. I mean, come on. I think he'll be back again, don't you? Because he said.
It's possible.
Yeah, well, and clearly we have a character that's still on Tatooine that has got a bit of mystery behind it. So I think
He's going to get his own show.
I hope not.
Rumor has it. So, you know, we'll see. So there's
he's getting his own show.
Let's just break down all of the rumors of shows, Star Wars shows that are coming to Disney Plus. Okay. We've got Bad Batch, which is confirmed.
Which is fucking awesome.
Obi-Wan, which is confirmed. But after that, like, there's rumors of
who's playing Obi-Wan?
You have a McGregor.
He's really playing Obi-Wan. Okay, yeah. I just thought that was a joke.
It's just gonna be like a one season, like,
yeah, it's like a mini series kind of deal. But there's been rumors of a Ahsoka Sabine cartoon, which continues their adventures. There's been a rumor of a Bo-Katan / Cara Dune show, you know, which
isn't that oversaturating the
I'm not done yet. There's rumors of a Boba Fett show. There's rumors of, I'm trying to think of the other one that I've heard. There's going to be a Lando show. And what else? What else am I missing here?
There's another one that I was reading about today that I kind of don't want to be made, but it's like it's in an alternate timeline, and I'm like, you've got such a huge timeline already. Why do you need an alternate timeline? You know, but yeah,
that's what the public craves.
I think that only works with like the Lego show. I mean, that's what I enjoy about the Legos is like it's all for jokes and like nobody dies and you can do all of these like silly shit. So, but. You know, there's a lot of rumors of different shows coming to Disney Plus that are Star Wars. I'm just like, okay, let's just cash these checks. Like, you know, whenever you're ready to make them.
I can't think they'd have that many at once, though.
And it has to be written well. You know, I mean, that's why Mando is the saving grace for Disney Star Wars, because it's written well.
And Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus. Yeah, but like it's just
as far as original content.
You have Dave Filoni not all behind it, but in some ways contributing to it. And he is, you know, basically the second best thing to George Lucas. So it's good. And then of course, you know, Jon Favreau is a very capable writer and director. So I don't know. But it's good. And it has that feel. It has the look of Star Wars.
The look of love.
Speaking of shows, I don't know if Chris noticed my name. I did that for you. Because Chris had recommended a show called Utopia on Amazon Prime, which I binged in 2 days and was extremely satisfied with how good the show was. Yes.
So good.
So good.
Have you guys watched it yet?
It's on my list, man. It's on my list. Okay.
It's a bit, especially at the very end, it's a little hitting too close to the current times, as in when it comes to viruses and things. But it was written in 2013, so it's like, okay, I know they didn't do it, but it's like perfect timing to freak people out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Very apropos.
One season?
So far,
yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, John Cusack's in it, as well as Rainn Wilson.
Fucking love John Cusack.
They're not the main characters. But
Rainn Wilson's in it.
Yeah. They're not the main characters, but they do take a major role. But, like, you know, like it's more about a younger group, you know, that's the main characters.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like John Cusack. I've liked him since he was in Class, and he was in one of my favorite movies of all time, The Sure Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hilarious.
He kind of had a rough spot there, like transitioning from, you know, the 80s, on 90s. Yeah, well, no. But, like, you know, because he always was playing.
Alcatraz. The Rock. The Rock.
Oh, The Rock. Yes, right. Was he in The Rock?
He's in The Rock?
No, he's in Con Air. You're right. Con Air.
Con Air. All those movies get mixed up.
Is he in Con Air?
Yeah, he's the FBI. He's the agent.
Alcatraz, isn't he?
Is he in Alcatraz? No, with
The Rock. You mean The Rock.
The Rock. Is he in The Rock? I don't think he's in The Rock.
That's in The Rock, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, it's Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How am I not in that movie?
But yeah, because like I remember like you know, him and Jeremy Piven were like really good friends. And after around like 2002, 2003, like John Cusack's career kind of went downhill for like a decade because he always did play that romantic lead character, you know, kind of got typecast. And then he didn't have anything to do. And then he was asking Jeremy Piven, like, hey, get me in roles in like Entourage, things like that. And Jeremy Piven didn't help him out. So it kind of ruined their friendship for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But like now he's older, he can play like a different kind of role because he's too old to play that romantic.
What movie did he play? Was that the End of the World movie?
Oh, and
it was pretty bad.
Oh, 2012?
Yeah, it was terrible. He was a limo driver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, this is terrible. But I watched
it. I think I mentioned this last time around. I know Jack's initial reaction is going to be terrible, but. His interview he did with Marc Maron on the Marc Maron podcast was
Marc Maron
really good. So you should check it out when he was just I think it was like about a month ago that he was on
the podcast.
But to summarize for anyone who doesn't know what Utopia is about, it's if you're into conspiracy theories and like geeky like stuff, it's like a good blend of those two because it's based on a comic book. Like the two people find a comic book in an attic. You know, and they don't know what they're into, and like they try to sell it, and it opens up this huge world of people that are really into this, and then it just snowballs from there and goes and goes and goes into this other world, and it's like, whoa.
There's some, I guess, because of the content, because of the type of show and the story itself, it lends to a cast of characters that are so fucking dynamic as far as their characters go. Like almost every character on that show has like this. Like a side to them that you're like you learn about and you're like what the fuck, and that is also true for John Cusack's character, which I thought was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that show it's unbelievable how the timing of that show, because again this is all produced and filmed and cut well before COVID, and it hits really close to home. It really
does, yeah.
But great show, one in a million.
And then the other show I watched this past weekend was recommended to me by my sister. I think it was the Netflix miniseries Queen's Gambit or Queen.
Oh yeah,
that is really good.
Really
as well, yeah. It's 8-part miniseries takes place in the 60s. And it's about a young woman who is an orphan who gets into chess. And you don't have to know anything about chess to watch this. It's really more about her journey from like being like a 9-year-old girl to probably 20, 21, you know, going to like the top of the chess world. And it's a very, very good show.
Nice.
I even got a little verklempt at the very end. It's
really?
It's a good one.
Really? You did? Wow.
Yeah, and I'm pretty much dead inside, as everybody knows. So
I was recommended a movie to watch that I my apologies if this has been brought up on the show. I can't remember if it has or not, but Aaron Sorkin just released a movie on Netflix.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's called The Trial of the Chicago Seven.
Oh, that's on my list too, man.
With Abbie Hoffman. Played by Sacha Baron Cohen is Abbie Hoffman.
Nice.
Eddie Redmayne. Well, I love me Tom Hayden. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like the cast is incredible, and the story itself is incredible too. If those who know the Chicago Seven with Abbie Hoffman, but it's
Jane Fonda's
really, really, really good reviews. 91 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Jane Fonda's ex-husband, I should say.
Yeah.
I've drawn a blank on his name, but I just remember Jane Hoffman's husband.
There's lots of them. Did you say Jane Fonda? Ted?
Yeah, Jane, what's his name? He ran for he was a California politics for a while. I think he ran for governor or something.
Oh.
What's his name?
You mean the governor?
No, he didn't win, but it was like he ran for
Tom Hayden.
Tom Hayden, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. God, it would drove me crazy.
And Tom Hayden's played by Eddie Redmayne, which is kind of cool. It flows through like the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Well, he won an Oscar.
He did.
Not for that, yeah.
So just to kind of follow up with what Nick was talking about, my wife had watched the Queen's Gambit and loved it. I haven't seen it yet. It's kind of on my list of shows to watch. As many of you know, I've been learning Japanese, and
you really think so?
I do. I really think so. I've been learning it. I don't know how far I will get with Japanese. I'm into the sentence structure and trying to understand like how things go together. But side note to that, you know, I wanted to watch something that wasn't just anime, because there's a lot of Japanese animation out there, which is really good. There's some really great stuff out there. But I wanted something, and Nick knows part of this, but I wanted something that was a little bit more. I wanted to get more of the culture, and I wanted to learn more, you know, something that was just a little bit beyond anime. And so on Netflix, I'm just scrolling through Japanese shows, and I just was like, I'll try out this show. And it was called Terrace House. And I am not a reality TV show kind of guy. Like, that's just not my jam, you know. I mean, but what was great about Terrace House is that it's a reality show, basically this like real world, MTV real world, where, you know, they put three guys and three girls together. They live in a house, and all of the relationship stuff that happens. What I really enjoy about it as I'm learning Japanese is that a lot of the conversation or a lot of the language is very like simple, you know, stuff like nice to meet you. My name is this, you know, but, I'm also, you guys are just laughing. Anytime I fucking talk on this goddamn show, you just like, whatever, you don't need me, whatever. I'll just keep.
No, okay. Look at the private chat, Matt.
Okay.
I was listening to every word you were saying.
I was too.
All right, so I will keep going then. So anyway, I'm watching Terrace House, and you know what I enjoy about it is that, you know, there's just certain things that happen in Japan that we have no idea about, or certain cultural things that come through. Of course, like they're going on dates,
tentacle
and stuff
porn.
Like that. And you're seeing a lot of their the food and places, and I don't know, I just it kind of drew me in because of learning the language, learning more about their culture, and it's a really weird kind of convergence of reality TV shows and my enjoyment of, you know, diving a little bit deeper beyond.
Is it in Japanese?
It is completely in Japanese, subtitled, and
so you read the subtitle. Are you trying to learn the words?
Well, I read the subtitles, but every now and then there's certain words that I've learned already. So, like, you know, they might say, you know, like this one girl was going to China, and you know, I'm reading along, but I hear the word chugoku, and I'm like, oh, you know, China. Like, I know this word, you know, or they'll say chugoku. Yeah. And, you know, so there's certain words that'll pop up, or they'll like say gukusei, which is student, you know, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, so certain phrases are probably a little bit more common in this reality show than like if I was just watching anime, and I might not pick up on some of these more common phrases. So I'm serious. Like, I think in some ways, like learning Japanese and diving into this show, kind of kept my mind off of politics, where I didn't really want to just dive into, like, you know, like all of the nonsense. Like, of course, my ear has been to the ground, and I read articles and I get freaked out and, you know, pissed off about shit.
Are you still talking about Japanese?
No. I was just saying, like, I get pissed off about like a lot of the news or the political kind of rhetoric. And
you were on fire on Twitter today.
Thank you. I felt like I was knocking some comments out of the park there.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said you were making a lot of comments on Twitter.
I was. Mainly because I'm just pissed off about like certain things. But anyway, Duolingo and learning, you know, a language, as an app keeps me off of social media. So if I'm more on social media, I'm a little less on my app.
I still want to learn French. I got to learn French.
That is what my daughter has been learning. And so I think that's the other thing about learning a language that I can kind of share in with my kids, because my kids, they only get so much screen time, screen time is basically like they're on their phone and they get to play a game. They get 30 minutes a day of that and that's it. But the workaround that my kids have figured out is like, well, I can play on this Duolingo, which is basically like a language app, which is kind of like a game. So it's like, well, I'm kind of like playing a game, but I'm also like, well, you're learning something. So it's a little bit more of a pass where I'm like, okay, this is, and with my daughter who's learning French actually in school, I'm like, well, this is a good bonus round for you to kind of like learn new words, but also reinforce everything that you're learning in school. So it's a nice kind of meeting of both of those things. So we share in a little bit of that, you know, she'll show me certain things. And as Chris Doran mentions, like 4 years of French, can't say I remember much. I'm the same way with German. I took German through high school, and I only know a few phrases still. And I think unless you're kind of keeping with it, you know, or surrounded by it, I mean, you are going to, you know, not retain as much. But I think opening up those passages of my brain and just challenging myself to go a little bit beyond just like the everyday normalcy is been my personal challenge. So
well, me with French is because if I ever go back to Europe, if the pandemic ever ends, which probably is about 2 or 3, 4, 5 years from now, worldwide,
France's numbers are through the roof right now.
Everyone's skyrocketing.
Yeah.
It's scary, scary time. Although they said they could produce, starting in December, they think they can produce 20 million vaccines a month. I said, all right, there's 7 billion people. How long does that going to take? You know, it is what it is, but...
Well, there are also going to be like 3 or 4 different vaccines being made simultaneously.
Now, this vaccine, though, I wanted to talk about something else, but the vaccine, though, it's only 90% effective, so...
That's pretty good.
Not an accurate or a negative thing. Like I think that 90 million, or I'm sorry, 90 million, 90% for a vaccine is very, very high.
That's very good. I mean, I'm just saying, but it's not 100%.
I mean, condoms are 97%.
True.
Depends on your condom.
Isn't the flu vaccine like 90%?
Hmm?
Isn't the flu vaccine like close to 90%?
I don't even know if it's even that high because it's only one strand for the flu. It's a guess. So it's like it could be.
There's usually a couple different strands of the flu that are.
It's just good to get a flu shot because at least gets your
45%.
Yeah, see, yeah, it gets your immune system activated though. So that's
holy shit!
Yeah.
Now you're impressed. I wanted to talk about the right stuff. I think I brought it up.
Well, you have, yeah.
A couple. So I've caught up with the right stuff. Now, I know Nick has seen the movie. Have you guys seen the movie The Right Stuff?
They've never seen it.
Yes.
Oh, Matt has. I knew Chris hadn't.
Yeah.
No. In the movie, they make John Glenn out to be this just ultimate hero type.
Right. He's very, very innocent, very, yeah.
In fact, he was trying to get the Democratic nomination for president when the movie came out, and they thought it might help him, but I hate to say this, his personality was just so dull and boring that he just couldn't generate any, I forget who won that. Who was it? Was it 80? Was that president? Gary Hart? Was that Gary Hart that? It was out in front, and then he
more like up. Gary Hart on him, right?
Gary Hart was it Gary Hart
and Rocket.
Was it Dukakis? No, that wasn't. It was Mondale took over, right? Mondale won. Yeah. Either way, and that paid off well for him. But anyway, so in the show, they portray him as an absolute dick. He's just an absolute ass.
That's why I'd always heard that about Alan Shepard. Like everyone,
Alan Shepard is a womanizer. He's with a different woman every night, even though he was married for 53 years. But you know, there's an ego thing because they're top pilots, and they want to be. Yeah, you know,
that's what I mean.
But some of the stuff that they didn't show in the movie that Glenn was doing to try and be the number one guy, it's like you can see why he went into politics,
right? I mean, you look at the one that Ryan Gosling made about Neil Armstrong. You know, like, even though it's a decent movie, it's like it shows.
Sorry, I was falling asleep.
Oh,
because the Ryan Gosling.
Oh,
movie.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, it is kind of boring. It is kind of boring.
Cold in the movie. You know, it's like it's just like, and you know, maybe he was pushing himself away so he wasn't attached to his family. But it just makes for a really obtuse movie because you're just like, does this guy ever show any warmth at all? Like, well, that's what the
just,
hell?
That could just be his personality. I mean, it's just not everybody can be Mr. Fun.
Well, no one could be us. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But when you think of Neil Armstrong, you think, wow, this is the first guy to step on the fucking moon. What, I mean, this guy must just be rocking. But you sit there and go,
going back to condoms.
Him?
Going back to condoms.
It always
there was a sketch that someone made not too long ago where it showed like Neil Armstrong having sex with his wife, and as soon as he came, he was like, "That's one small step for mankind." He's like, "Oh, Neil, stop it!" Like,
you can't say mankind anymore. They have to change the speech.
Why you got shit on it?
I'm just saying they had to change the speech.
Why did they have to change the speech? I mean, it's just like, I understand, like,
for humankind.
Okay, well, you know, old generation, new generation, Star Trek.
It doesn't matter.
By the way, going all the way back to the lawn care place, Four Seasons. Have you seen the meme of Jean-Luc Picard in front of the Enterprise? You know, rental place.
It's pretty. So.
Yeah, Jean-Luc Picard. You know, he's got the, you know, and he's standing in front of, an Enterprise agency. So I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious. So, so sorry. Sidetrack. We ramble.
Jack, continue.
Was I talking?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, now that spotlight's on me.
Wait, were you done with the? I didn't watch it. I was going to. It's on my watch to list. But you were saying at the time last time you talked about that it followed the movie pretty closely. So I was like, oh, well then maybe I don't want to watch it.
It did, but then it kind of veered off. There were some things that they're talking about that they don't talk about in the movie, like Gordo and Gus Grissom had a thing. But they had a. In the movie, they're tight. I mean, they're like
– Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the show, they actually have a fist fight because something that happened on test pilots, when they're test pilots. Mm. So there's things that I didn't know about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it just – it's interesting. It gets – it's kind of – like I said, it's just the John Glenn stuff kind of shocked me because in the movie, it seems like all seven are one. Mm-hmm. And they do mention San Diego. And they say 619 area code. And I go, ding. Bullshit. I go, 619 area code was not around then. Fuck off.
I apologize if you said this before or not, but have you watched For All Mankind yet?
For All Mankind. I think I have.
It's on Apple TV.
It's the what if.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
We talked about it last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago.
I watched the first couple episodes, and then
I'm getting into it now. I'm toward the end of the season.
Reverse, right?
It's good. It's good. Yeah.
It's where
I'm towards the end of the first season.
The blonde woman that was in Jorge's show, the one on the prison.
Yeah,
she's one of the main people.
Holy shit! That's the girl.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, yeah.
I love her. Also, I interviewed her.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in Sons of Energy.
She
too.
Was as beautiful in person as she was in the show. All Penny's on it, dude.
Yeah, Penny's on it. Yeah, yeah. It's a good. I was hoping that the second season would be released because I watched the first season when it first came out last Christmas at my sister's house because she has Apple TV. And
been like, that long?
Huh? Yeah, it came out last December. Yeah.
I gotta catch up.
But it's a good show. It's like the one thing on Apple TV that's like, oh, you need to watch that. Least that I know of,
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I don't have Apple TV, so
I gotta catch up on so many fucking shows.
Well, you get a free year of Apple TV every time you buy an Apple product. So
yeah, but last time I bought an Apple product, well,
we can tell the stock market's down, so we can tell.
Yeah, actually, it's going up. Today was my day.
Not Apple.
Oh, because I'm really debating on selling all my Bitcoin. Just like, oh, it's doing well.
What about Cliff? Didn't Cliff have a lot of Bitcoin?
He did. But Cliff's an investor. So
Apple's about even this for the last 30 days.
I'm four into Ted Lasso. Matt Treese said that.
And I'm still watching Schitt's Creek. I'm in the fourth season of Schitt's Creek. Such a good
show. How many seasons are there?
Six seasons. I've already been spoiled.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still going, right?
Yeah, I just
it just
ended. They're done. Okay, six. Yeah. That's perfect to me. Like, I don't think any show should go past six seasons. I think that's exactly right.
It's so funny.
Yes. Yeah. So Matt said he thinks that Ted Lasso is a winner. I mentioned this last episode. It's honestly, it's made its way into one of my favorite shows of all time. Like, it's such a good. It's a really weird, like, darkish comedy, but feel good show all at the same time. It's kind of like the soccer version of Major League. Is kind of the best way.
Okay.
And The Crown's coming back, but I haven't watched the third season of The Crown, so I guess I'll just watch the fourth season of The Crown. Forget the third season. I mean, she's never going to give up her crown anyway.
True.
Right. I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but wouldn't you be pissed if you're Charles?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, what the fuck?
It's like, I just want to be king, Mom. Just
he's like, he's
on.
Like, he's almost in his 80s, right?
Sitting there watching The Lion King over and over again.
Yeah. I can't wait till my mom dies so I become king. No, seriously, he's like in his 70s, right?
I mean, they're getting on up there. Yeah.
And he's got to be thinking, fuck, she might outlive me.
And what? She's been queen since what? 45?
Who's next 46? In line? Is it Prince Andrew who's next in line?
No. Charles is next in line. And then
if Charles dies.
Oh, it's his first son.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. His first son. So it doesn't go to the
Harry and is it? Okay. What's the other one? Harry's the second one. What's the first one's name?
It's Prince Andrew.
Prince William. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Prince William.
Okay. So.
52, Matt. Okay. She's been queen since 52. Yeah.
52. She's been queen forever. Because even Philip's alive, Prince Philip. And he's like, got to be like 105, 110, 200, something like that.
Right.
It's good to be king. So good. Andrew can never be king. That's
what Mel Brooks says, anyway.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't listen to Mel Brooks?
Yeah, I love that.
Who doesn't like Mel Brooks? What's your favorite Mel Brooks movie though?
Well, my favorite is definitely Young Frankenstein.
I was gonna. That's yeah.
I really like. I think usually my go to if I'm watching one though is History of the World Part One.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I just like all the little sections. You know,
I'll be the black sheep here. It will. Spaceballs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes,
honestly, growing up as a kid, when all these movies these movies came out, like the other ones went way over my head. Spaceballs went way over my head as a kid, but I was into it because it was Star Wars ishy, right? But then, like as you get, I got older, and it's the first DVD I ever purchased was Spaceballs.
Huh. And did you ever watch it?
I've watched the movie a million times. But that movie is like it's just so fun. Like mm-hmm. I can sit down and watch that movie at any time. I'll pick up and let go.
My favorite scene from a Mel Brooks movie is High Anxiety when he keeps asking the guy for the paper. Because it's all based on Alfred Hitchcock movies, and he goes, "Can I get a so the guy finally comes in with the paper? Here's your paper." He's stabbing him with the paper in the shower. And the ink's running down the drain, so it's kind of like Psycho.
Right.
I said, God, that is so funny. Well, if you haven't seen Psycho, and if you didn't know it was you wouldn't get it, but it's
that was chocolate syrup that they used.
Was it chocolate syrup? Mm-hmm. It wasn't ink?
No. Oh, yeah, in Psycho, it's chocolate syrup. I don't know about
chocolate. Oh. Yeah, Chris Jordan, here's your paper. High anxiety.
To me, Young Frankenstein is still probably. I mean, I love Spaceballs, and Spaceballs was like my first entrance into the Mel Brooks. The producers, we'd be remiss to, not mention the producers. Yeah,
they said
Blazing Saddles is another great one. I mean, right, we could totally do a versus. You really want to do a versus, don't you?
Yeah.
We've never done a Mel Brooks versus.
Have we not? Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
All right. So, like, if Jay was here, I think he would go with
Spaceballs
or Men in Tights, because those are the most recent ones.
Oh, Men in Tights.
Oh,
God. I forgot about Men in Tights.
But yeah.
I have been watching something on YouTube.
There's so many things about History of the World Part One. Like I said, I love Young Frankenstein. I think it's the most, like, the best one. But like, I love
it's Frankenstein.
Yeah, Frankenstein.
Nice,
yeah, like
nice knockers. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. werewolf? There, wolf. You know, like, something like, but then like I like saw all the little sections in History of the World Part One. It's like, you know, like when he's going for unemployment, you know, in Greece, you know, and he's like, what do you do for again? Stand-up philosopher. What? I stand up and I tell people about the things in the world. Oh, a bullshit artist. you know, and then like
I like he comes down from the mountain. I give you these 15. These 10.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
And then like the whole Spanish Inquisition scene, you're like, this is the Inquisition. Hey, hey. It's like just there's so many good things.
Yeah.
So are we doing the verses? Are we going to do it?
We can. I mean, we have just a little bit of time left. Why don't we go ahead and just take a commercial break?
We're men in tights.
So what do you think, Chris? You down for a little bit of verses?
Yes.
We've already said basically three of the contenders. No, there's other ones in there as well.
Sure. Everybody's gonna go for silent movie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go. I'll go first.
Well, no, that's gonna be tight. No.
Yeah, we want the rigged dice from Matt.
Yeah, Matt. When Matt gets 12.
Okay. I'm using.
Good idea. Mel Brooks movies.
I have pulled up the roll dice screen here. You guys hate it when I use this one, but this is the first one that pops up because it's Google. So Chris wanted to go first. I'll go ahead and roll it for you. You get a
2.
That's what it defaulted to, was the 2. That's what it opened with. Okay, let's see.
I'll go second since I picked this fucking
out. Oh,
just okay. One die though, so you get like a 6 total.
Oh,
the 2, see? Uh-huh.
All right, Nick.
Okay.
1.
4. Oh, the game is afoot now, I see.
2 cents on a womp rat test.
Dude, what the fuck? This is why I hate this fucking
app.
Bullshit app. Okay, Chris.
Why do we let Matt in charge? I just don't get that.
Chris, this is your role.
2. Yeah! It's a 2!
John. And my role is a
1.
This rule. And 1. Okay, so now it's between Jack and I. I will go first here.
You're 1-2.
So fucking dumb.
Yes! Finally! A 6.
Fuck you!
And Jack with a 3.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you.
You're the one that wanted a versus. I mean, you know.
I want a versus. I didn't think I'd get a 2 and a 1.
Oh, you want to redo? You want to recount? You know, like, did we not have enough observers here for you?
I bring a fucking lawyer in. And I'm
go ahead.
Bullshit, man.
Go ahead. Judges are just going to strike it down.
I won by a lot.
I just happen to be about 5 million shy of the popular vote. If we didn't have California, I'd win this fucking thing. All right.
All right. So, I'm going to go with Young Frankenstein.
Fuck you. You know, I wanted to go in a rolling hay with her. She was my girl. I saw her first.
He's on two great films in 1974. Exactly. You got a really great. Well, actually, he always had really good lead actresses in most of his films, but it's just too many classic lines. A story we all know. It was great. You know, just all the, you know, hey, look at you, the old, why am I forgetting the name? You know, the bolt neck, you know, like, you know, putting on the Ritz. You have so many classic things in Young Frankenstein that are just so good. And I really think it is peak Mel Brooks, you know, cause it's parody as well as just originality. It's a good one.
Nice.
That's all I got.
I'm going to stick with my pick, which is probably not going to be the popular one, but I'm going to stick with my pick. That's what I do. Spaceballs for me. I love the movie Spaceballs. I can watch it
suck
whenever.
Suck.
She's gone from suck to blow.
Oh, wow.
But the movie is just so great. And again, it appealed to my Star Wars charm as a kid. And as I grew up, the movie got better because I realized and understood all
good
the
name
jokes.
For us. Condoms, Spaceballs.
It's yeah. Spaceballs, the
Darth helmet. Yeah, helmet.
exactly. But it's funny. I always kind of, whenever I'm, and when I watch Star Wars, I think of Spaceballs. Like I think of different parts of Spaceballs and bring in Star Wars.
Your Schwartz is as big as mine.
And I never, I'm your father's, mother's, brother's, cousin's, sister's, former roommate.
What's that make us?
Absolutely nothing.
she doesn't look Jewish. Yeah, I love that one, Chris.
Yeah, that's so good. So I think one of my favorite lines as a kid, you know, and it was because it was, you know, vulgar. And I Jack, stop showing your legs, please. What the shit? This is fucking weird. Are you wearing pants?
I'm wearing shorts.
Okay. Those are not pants.
I'm sorry, I can't finish my story right now. That was fucking weird.
It's like that, like you like nared them. They're like,
just well,
like,
I did it by accident. I just leaned back. Yeah. I said, yeah, what? Why not give the viewers a treat?
Yeah, this is what you get to hang out the live show. Fucking yeah. Jack likes.
Kim actually private messaged me and she said never again. She will never watch the show again.
My work here is
done. I'm with you. No, but as a kid, there's one line from the movie that I thought was so funny because it was vulgar. Yeah, your legs fucking interrupted me. It was when he's like, "We ain't found shit." Like I always found that so real. Fucking funny as a kid, and yeah. I use that all the time, like in like normal like back and forth you know, conversation.
Comb the desert.
Shit. He's got a fucking hair pick.
Sir, do you think we're taking this a little too literally?
Sorry. Who's next?
It's me, and Jack is going to fucking hate me because I'm taking Blazing Saddles. That movie could not be made today. It's a once in a lifetime time opportunity. And can I just say, where are the white women at?
He's near. I'm gonna shoot him.
Excuse me while I whip this out. It's Blazing, and you can hate on it all you want that I chose this, Jack, but you know. This is like the Sergeant Pepper of Mel Brooks. My name is Jim, but most people call me Jim.
It's a stupid verse. Is why I have to go last.
That's the way the die fell.
Yeah.
What? There's plenty of other great movies for you to choose from. There here, really is. You know, I just happened to pick. You know, the most progressively edgy and comedically. Okay, it's Western. You know, we've got a Western, we've got a horror. We've got a science fiction movie that we're still waiting for that sequel to Spaceballs 2.
Pick the Dracula one. Dead and loving it. No one likes that one. Kim even agree with me. Her favorite is History of the World Part 1, which I was always disappointed there was never a Part 2. We're Jews in space.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that movie because I love it. It's been a while since I've seen it though too.
So good. Like when I always forget her name. I don't know why. The you know going down through all the Roman soldiers.
Madame.
Yeah, gosh, she's so good. It's just like, yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. He's just been snipped.
Yeah, I'll go with history. It won't win, but I'll go with it.
It's a good one. I love that one.
I mean, it's not heady.
Henry.
Herder.
Hello.
Malachon, yes. Thank you, Kim.
I didn't get a hump from that guy.
I mean, she's still got like. I mean, like even in Clue, which is not a Mel Brooks film, like I love her. I love every character in Clue. I mean,
She died young too.
She did. She tragically. Yeah.
Cancer, right?
Yeah. But just like the. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever saw it. Like someone made a meme of like every month of 2020 based on Clue characters. You know, and it was like I think when it got to August, it was Madeline Kahn going like. The flames. I hated her so much. You know, like they go through all these you know, let us out, let us out. Like, you know, like all the classic lines from Clue. So good.
But I mean, the producers, you could have picked the producers, which was actually made into a musical.
I think I've seen it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. It doesn't have the snap.
It doesn't, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's a great concept. I've seen
that movie more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got the music. Jack's pissed. He wanted a versus so bad, and then he ended up last.
I get stuck with. I don't.
Just pick E.T., Jack.
I can't shit on any of these movies. I like them all. So, but I would have gone with Blazing Saddles.
I just assumed we weren't going to shit on them because you can't shit on them.
I say we don't shit on them, but yeah. That's Chris's favorite part.
Because we ain't found shit.
Well, that's what's so funny about it, because, you know, the white people got the comb. And then the two black guys got the pick out there. You know, it's like,
you ain't found shit.
And the coolest thing about that DVD that I bought, too, is that when you turn it on, the DVD menu was like the Mr. Coffee wall, right? Like from, and it's just like DVD extras, and it was animated. It was just really cool. And that was like my first experience with the DVD.
Honestly, I'll probably watch
it. Awesome. It's like an interactive menu.
So
yes,
because it's on. What is it on right now? I've seen. I can't remember.
Break for Nobody.
It's on Netflix.
Another one says Gimme Paw.
You can still find it. I think at Best Buy or probably just get on Amazon.
We should do that in Vegas when we all want a hand on blackjack. Gimme Paw. Gimme Paw. Gimme Paw.
Gimme Paw.
I have it when I worked at Best Buy a decade ago.
My old best friend.
They released a Mel Brooks collection Blu-ray, like it's just a little box set, and it's cheap as hell. It's like, I mean, when I got it at Best Buy, I think I got it for like $9.
Really?
But because I got the discount, but I think you can get it for less than $20 on Amazon or just go to Best Buy. It's totally worth it.
He's hilarious. You watch him on old Johnny Carson shows or any talk show. Funny guy. Very interesting.
Huh. Anyway. I do not see that it's on any streaming services. Definitely. And it's weird because I swore I had seen it on something.
You can buy it for $5 on Amazon Prime.
It's Pizza Prime. The Hut.
You're delicious.
Oh my gosh. And of course, we haven't even mentioned that your Schwartz is as big as mine. Talk about a condom joke happening. Yeah. So it's all right there. So glow in the dark condoms.
I heard she gives great helmet.
Who made this man a gutter? I did, sir.
I haven't seen that movie in like probably like 15, 16, 20 years.
Chew your gum.
I'm going to have to watch it again.
Yeah, I mean, all of the ones that we've met. I mean, even History of the World, I haven't praised it as much as the other guys. But
of course not, because you made me pick it.
Sure. I'm glad you picked it, Jack. I love History of the World.
I like it too. You know, because it's just. I guess in my mind, I was just like, I probably haven't seen it as much as I've seen these other three.
So. I just watched Blazing Saddle about 3 months ago.
And Young Frankenstein is just one of those movies too. Good. That, like, I mean, you stole that part, you know. Well, you didn't steal it.
But I remember seeing that in the theater.
Just the other day when I was walking out of work and I took off my mask, I even said, "Air."
Oh my god!
I do it all the. I literally quote that movie every day.
Oh, like when we were having the forest fires here, you know, a few weeks back. Like that was like the biggest meme between me and my coworkers. It was the scene where he's opened up the Pierre can of air, Pierre, like, you know, like
air, air.
You did mention memes. I did want to talk about on YouTube. I've been watching this thing, how people became famous and their memes. You know, you have all the different people. I said, it's just kind of funny how it happens and how it goes. But if you forget what, I think it might be BuzzFeed.
Okay.
It's how they became a meme. It's how their life changed and how, but sometimes it changed for the better. Sometimes it changed for the worse. And it's like, what's it? Sad Brian or whatever name, the guy that has the geeky, he's in high school and he's got the geeky little picture, and his mom saw a picture of him, I guess, or someone saw a picture. They were selling the shirts at Walmart without his permission. So it's just funny how these memes just take over people's lives. And
well, anyway. And we also, like, I mean, to speak about memes, I was, you know, catching up as you do when, you know, you blow up the Death Star. you know, you call friends, you know, family that you hadn't talked to for a while, and you're like, we fucking did it. And, you know, I'm talking to my friend, and, you know, we're just talking about things. And I said, oh, well, you know, it's like this meme. And it's just so funny that, like, we've gotten to this point now where we, like, relate things to memes as though it's a feeling or a song or a movie, you know, but it's just like how we communicate, like, emotion, you know. So,
well, the guy that does the blinking thing, you know, where he does that startled blinking thing. I thought that was the actor from Man in Tights. But it's not. It's just some guy. I guess he was part of a some thing where they did a video, or they do videos once a week, and someone said something. He kind of went like that, and that someone took that and turned it into a meme that's you see.
I thought that was Dexter for the longest time.
It does look like him. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's funny. I use the from this what the fuck, you know, meme, and it's just a picture of a dude going. Like in wording it, obviously, you know, and I realized this week it's actually Tom DeLonge from Blink. It's one of the Blink 182's music videos.
Oh, really?
It's let me pull up the meme. You guys probably know exactly what I'm talking about.
As you are doing that, I am going to pull up a little meme here that personally I relate to. It's the side eye meme. Love the side eye meme.
Oh, yeah, so good.
And. There was a moment that let me just say that kind of happened. We'll just say hypothetically, because nobody really in my family listens to this. But we'll just say that it's hypothetically part of somebody else's family. They found out like that they all of a sudden just like left their wife and decided to, you know, send Bitcoin to some random stranger in Africa because they're in love with somebody and they ruin their entire life.
Oh, yeah,
I probably talked about this off air.
Okay.
It was one of those moments, though, where I was just like, everyone in the family is just like, with their spouse, is like, yeah, you? Like, are you going to do this to me? So it was just like one of those like things where like you can only explain it through a meme, you know, and that emotion of the side eye. So, and we have.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. The blinking. Uh-huh.
That one. Yeah. The one up the right.
What? Yeah. I was watching that story.
I'm talking about this one though.
Yeah. Yeah. The what the fuck. That's so good.
I guess it was like 3 years later or something like that. His friend was doing it or something like that. And all of a sudden just blew up.
Yeah, crazy. It was a video. What it was he was watching his buddy like on Twitch or something like that. Like,
yeah, they were all playing video games.
And he said something weird. I forgot what it was. Yeah. He like said something out loud, and there, he was just like, mm? Really?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's funny how these things. And like the girl that she's a crazy girlfriend or something like that. She makes a crazy face, and. She actually made that into like a biz, but she later started suffering from depression. It was just like this whole thing, but it's interesting. They're interesting stories. If you haven't heard what they, it was like 20, 30, 40 million views or something like that.
Well, the hottest meme right now is what's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh God.
From Django Unchained.
Chained, yeah.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Yep, the jingle
that and the guy with the massive penis on the bed.
Oh man, I'm so glad Jay saved me on that one.
That was a good one.
I didn't open it. I said no. I
mean, you've seen it enough, Jack. I mean, it's just funny at this point.
I know, but I said I go. Oh,
so
I can't do it.
It got me.
So peek behind the curtain here, and we've talked about this probably on previous podcasts, but. The four of us, not only do we share a messenger group, but we also share a little bit of a you know, texting group, you know, amongst the Ramblecast, including Jay. Somehow we include Baby Spice on this. And but we usually share probably more explicit things every now and then, maybe not so much. And so someone amongst us had had sent a text. Chris, would you like to explain?
No, go ahead. You're doing a good job.
It's basically been going on since the beginning of COVID.
Yes, it has been. Yes.
Yes.
But specifically the text that you sent.
The text that Dover was like, it because it was like 2-3 nights ago, and the text said Mike Pence being sworn in as president, I think it was. Because
as acting Trump, president.
Trump. Trump is stepping down in protest. And it says, click here for the link. And it gives you a link. And it's like, source is PBS. The link was like PBS dot whatever. Like a, but if you look at it quickly, you don't realize it. But it's like a shortened URL link. And then when you click on it, it's just a...
it's just
that massive man on the bed.
You know, blame Jay for that, because if Jay wouldn't have reacted the way he would have...
Where are the white women at?
I would have clicked on it because I really? I go, oh, wait, Jay.
I don't know if your thumb was big enough to cover that up.
You're going to need a bigger thumb.
I'm just hoping that I'm not accidentally saving this to my phone.
It just rotated. It rotated.
It's got a mind of its own.
My favorite one for everyone out there listening is the one that I sent, which was back when COVID was just first kind of blowing up, and I sent this picture of what the virus looks like under a microscope. The molecule. And then, but if you zoom into it, it's just all the little red things are just a picture of
that guy. My favorite one, though, is the one that when I got Jay, and he didn't realize he got until like 10 minutes after he saw it. But I was like, man, I had a rough night, and I fell down and sliced my arm.
It was a picture of
the sutures on my arm. But then when you look at it for more than 3 seconds, you can totally see that the stitches are actually just little tiny miniature big black cock dudes.
I was like going, I'm not buying this. We have some fun.
Jay was like he's actually was like legitimately concerned.
I was like,
dude, like, what'd you do? Like, oh man, like, I was just like, dude, zoom in, look at it. Jay cared. Oh,
man, he did. Bless his heart.
Oh, well. We lost Matt.
Yeah, he had to pee. He has recently had a squirrel bladder. He's done this to me in the last like 2 or 3. Because he's been drinking coffee now before we're instead of the bee's knees, and so he's just running through him. I gotta go.
Anywho, but it's been a crazy couple of weeks though. So we didn't talk last week because of the events that were happening. But
yeah,
it's been a crazy couple of weeks. I got a feeling it's going to be an even crazier 2 months.
This Corona thing is.
Well, this just, I think yeah. If we make it to early December, then we've made it over the big hump. You know, I think after that it should be okay. Because like as soon as the EC actually votes, then we'll know. You know.
Yeah, I guess like his path to winning his argument here is that if he can convince.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Corona.
Well, no.
If he can convince the EC to not vote.
No. The path, which is a very slim one, but like what the plan is that I can, as far as I can tell, is that you have to bring the Pennsylvania case to the Supreme Court to throw out the votes that were taken in after the election date. And so then that would put it into question, the whole election in general. And then the Supreme Court will not rule past that, though, of like, oh, only these votes will count, which would probably give PA to Trump. But it calls the thing into question with Nevada and Wisconsin and Michigan, all that. So what they're going to do is they'll throw it to the House of Representatives, which then only one – each state gets one person, one vote. And so then that would give the election to Trump. So like that's what their end game is. And then
the country burns down to the ground.
Exactly. So, but that's the end game.
What's they going to govern? There's not going to be anything left.
It would be
the biggest clusterfuck in the world.
There's even when you consider all of the votes for Trump, Grandma and Grandpa aren't going to be out there rioting for him.
No, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's only there's only a small constituent of the loudest, albeit, that will be out there. But your grandma and grandpa Republicans are not going to be starting the riots. So It's a bit fucked up though when
the riots would be from the other side.
Well, there it will be that.
Yeah,
but I'm also saying, like, you know, if we're going into civil war, there's just not enough people on one side.
What's
fucked up about it though is all of the lead up to this, where it was just like they were anticipating the left creating these riots, when in all actuality, and again, the party that's probably the noisiest about an election being fraudulent is trying to create fraud.
Well, if it had gone the other way, we'd be burning right now.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
It would be a massive. I mean, it was already starting here in Raleigh when it looked like. I turned to my wife and I said, "I can't believe he's going to win again." I said, "This country is going to burn to the ground." I go, "People have had it." I go, they've been angry up to at this point. It's going to be a fucking mess. And then it started, you could even see some of the Democrats were like, because we were flipping, we was on internet. And it's just like, you could see they were kind of like, oh, but then it started swaying. It towards the night went on. Then it started getting really tighter, tighter, tighter. Look, I get it. It's so tight. I can see trying to get legal to kind of look at it. But the handling, the way he's acting is not the way to act. You can say, okay, we're going to play this out. We'll check. But you're sitting there making claims that we have evidence when you don't have any evidence.
Right.
Is bullshit. And that's what's wrong. Because if it was the other way around, the other side would be doing the same thing. Okay. We lost the states in Michigan, Wisconsin,
swing state,
the battleground.
Like 276,000 votes total. Yeah, I get that. So, but you know, if you would have been a decent person and you would have handled the COVID thing 100% better, you probably would have won.
Right.
He could have won if he kept the same tone that he had the night that he was checked into Walter Reed. I remember watching that message that he delivered, and it was like this version of Trump that has never been seen before. And it was almost like he was apathetic, and he came down to earth for a second, and for 2 minutes or however long he spoke, I was like, whoa, this is how he's gonna win, like, because people are gonna see this, and he's gonna take a turn, and people are gonna be more accepting. I don't understand. I just don't fucking get it. Like, how can me, somebody who is a
asshole?
conservative liberal, right, a little bit left of center, like, how can I see that as a win for him? And like, in his own fucking advisors didn't do that. Like, they didn't.
Well,
here's the thing: there's no politicians that don't lie. All he had to do was do what he does best. And lie. He would fucking win.
Well, the problem is he doesn't listen to. He's not. You can't teach him anything because he thinks he knows more than everybody else.
He's
so,
a fighter, not a lover.
He's a narcissist.
But like from when the pictures came out of the kids in cages, and I've seen people say the reason I didn't vote for him because kids in cages, but yet they would vote for Obama. Those pictures were from 2014. If he would have came out and said, I had no idea this was going on. Even from a human standpoint, not a political standpoint, said, we're going to take care of this right away. But what did he do? He doubled up on it and said, we're going to separate children from the parent.
Yeah.
So instead of taking something that was just handed to him on a silver platter, saying that was from Obama and Biden, we're going to take care of this. This is ridiculous. We're going to make changes. We're going to go in the... Instead of doing that, he went out and said, okay, we're going to take kids away from their parents.
Oh, I've said from year one, all he had to do was legalize marijuana.
Yeah, exactly.
Like nationwide.
But I'm saying that's just one political thing he could have done. And I said with COVID, instead of calling it a hoax, instead of calling all this bullshit, say, look, and go, if he walks, because if you look at the last 2 or 3 weeks and it was great campaigning, but it was great strategy by the Biden team. is they kept saying it was COVID. Mm-hmm. That's all they talked about because people, you know, and because, you know, it was coming back. It was, it never went away, but it was coming back, getting worse. And I had people like going, Jesus, you know, the economy sucks because of COVID, everything. And he handled it poorly. If he just would have said, okay, you know, if he would have
wear a mask, out, that's all.
Wear a mask.
Let's save lives. Save lives. Wear a mask.
And if he wouldn't have done the, you know, he had those daily press conference. Mm-hmm. He should have just taken himself out of it and left the scientist. I said this back. I go, who wants to listen to him? He doesn't know what he's talking about. I want to hear what the scientists have, and that's all. But his ego wouldn't let him do it.
And you got to argue with the scientists. You got to go against the scientists. You got to get other scientists that will agree with you. And then those scientists start to say stuff that you don't agree with. So then you're going to fight them. It's just, again.
I never would have voted for him anyway because I didn't like the way he treated him. I mean, from the start, when I think you saw it, Meghan McCain said, I said, I would never have voted. He started attacking McCain.
Yeah.
I said, fuck you. I'm done. But he just didn't know how. I don't know. It just to me was so simple. Like I said, wear a mask. So, you know, don't go out. Don't rush out to public. He does that. What does Biden have? I mean, because nobody was running. Oh boy, I get to vote for Biden.
Sure. Right. Exactly.
It was the anti. And I say that as someone who, in the '80s, late '80s and '90s, I would have voted for Biden. I like Biden. But he just didn't have any personality. He's flat. In fact, it was the last thing I voted for. I think I looked, I go, all right, Biden, Harris, or the libertarian one. I went, oh my God. I said, I go, because Biden in the last debate, I think Biden is losing it. I think he got some energy behind him because he won. I mean, he's going to be number 46. They can never take that away from him. He'll be remembered forever as one of the 40, you know, if you look at this country, we only had 46 presidents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a pretty amazing thing. And I said, I go, all right, I'll do it.
Fingers crossed.
But I just was like, but you know, you look at the country and you sit there and say, you know, like I said, I don't like it. Most politicians I don't like, but at least you look at looking at the women in Congress and men, and it's just, at least America's starting to look like the people that are leaders. Most of them I don't trust, but at least they're starting to look like America.
Yeah.
So so all the negatives we're doing are positive. So, I mean, there is some positive out there. But.
Yeah, Matt and I discussed it a week ago, I think. And Matt is Matt's idea, which is really a smart idea. Cause I think a lot of the country really wants a fresh start, you know? And we would love, it will never happen, but we would like this backroom deal. Where it's like, we want this backroom deal to happen where it's like, we'll get rid of Mitch McConnell if you get rid of Pelosi. We want complete new leadership.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And that's
and I think, you know, both sides would agree on it. I mean, like all four of us are like, yes, get new people.
Go.
You look at people like Orrin Hatch, Dianne Feinstein. I mean, you look at the people that play on The Walking Dead, the zombies have more life. These two, I mean, they both look like they're dead, and they've been there forever.
Mitch McConnell's hand is zombie fucking hands. Dead.
Every time I look at, I go, that person.
They almost didn't let him vote.
I swear, somebody gave him the black spot from Treasure Island or whatever. You know, it's like,
I got what you're saying, Chris.
I did too. Yeah.
It took me a while, kind of like that jizz joke earlier.
I guess I've just become jaded. I know that they really don't give a fucking rat's ass about us.
No. Well, I mean, that's been my frustration because
it's all about making money.
Here's the thing. I disagree with you, Jack. I do. And maybe it's just falling into the whole craze and madness of the election. But there is such a fundamental difference between the two, right? And I actually truly believe that Joe Biden embodies all the things that you want, that he does fucking care. Like, he loves this country, and he's loved his 49 years he's been serving. And I truly feel that from him.
What has he done in those 48 years?
Yeah.
Well, look, for one, though, worked with Obama to get us out of another, like, recession in 2008.
This is the slowest. Not to bash.
This is one of the
slowest recoveries in the history.
Okay,
and the vice president literally does jack shit.
Sure.
But that started back in when he was, you know, that's been going on since that whole thing was from the 80s, the 90s. Even Clinton admitted to Clinton's credit, he admitted he signed something into law that sped up the collapse. And that wasn't just 2008 or what the collapse at 2000 was 2008.
Yeah. Let's call it what it is.
I don't disagree with the fact that most presidents don't do shit.
No, I'm not saying president.
I'm saying presidents, right? Mm-hmm. They're a figurehead. They're the ones that inspire change. They're the ones that lead change. They're the ones who have the high level talks. But it's all about the cabinet. It's all about the people working. That's what makes shit happen.
You got Josh, Toby Ziegler. Josh Lyman, Toby Ziegler.
My wife agreed that she'd watch it with me, which I'm pretty excited about.
Really?
And that's going to go like maybe 4 episodes, and she's going to give up on watching it because she can't commit to watching TV shows. But
because you got to get past Mandy.
But the thing is, though, like I feel like the Obama is in the same light, right? Where there's this genuine feel of like he was connected to your family. Right. And I think that is the one of the greatest appeals of Joe Biden is that you can feel that connection that he has, you know, by showcasing his own family, right, and seeing all the things that he's gone through and so forth and so on. And I can tell you, Trump is the first president that I have, you know, been observing or watching, you know, that I never felt that connection. I never felt feeling. He has no fucking soul.
He doesn't like, anymore.
I agree with you 100% on that. Like I said, presidents, you can look at anything and go, okay, yeah, they did some good there. They did some good there. But yes, Trump, actually, when he did, the problem with Trump is when he did something good, he couldn't just let people say, he had to come out and say, why are people not kissing my ass?
Yeah.
He couldn't get just instead of sitting back and going, it's like we all want our presidents because, you know, they'll bash someone like maybe Obama or, you know, he would go like 140 days without a press conference. Here's Trump is out there every day. No, you need to shut up. You need to get off Twitter. You need to just stop.
It's also the cult personality behind him. It's no longer become the Republican Party or what their ideals stand for.
It's him.
It is him. It is all about him. And the way that leads people down this path of hatred and spite and not accepting reality for what it is. And by the way, we have not mentioned Kamala Harris. So
that's
speech.
What I was going to say. Like, I'd be remiss. I was trying to bring that point up.
I mean,
that's part of the package. Like,
that was.
I took a picture of my daughter on the night they're giving their speech, and it was. I gotta say, the picture came out fucking awesome. Right? But the picture is of her in the foreground watching Kamala speak. And just what that does, part of the package itself is so big. Yes, because she's probably running for president in 4 years, right? Most likely. But at the same time, the doors that opens for just the minds of youth is amazing.
Well, what it does is it gives... Go ahead.
I was going to say, but you think in contrast, what the fuck has Pence done...
Right.
Other than inspire a gay bunny book to be written by John Oliver. Like, that's literally it.
To be fair to Pence, you're not going to – anytime you could go – Trump is not going to share the limelight.
No.
He's just not. I mean, so
Pence was there to only pull in the Christian conservative vote to say, oh yeah, this guy who's like has no moral compass, I'm here. Okay. So, you know, and Chris, you were not the only friend on my feed that, you know, was sharing pictures of their daughter watching Kamala Harris. I don't mean that as a bad thing. I mean that as like how uplifting that was.
It's amazing.
To see that. And myself included, like to share that with my daughter, you know, to say like her line of like, I won't be the last. I might be the first, but I won't be the last. So how powerful that is.
And here's the thing. You and I are talking about this right now, and you and I are probably reflecting on how emotional you may have felt or or how that actually made you, like, you know, that what kind of like was brought out of you when you're watching that, and you think of how the positive feel that you and I got, we can't even fucking start to think or understand how that makes a woman feel, someone of Southeast Asian heritage feel, a black African American or black woman feel. We can't even compare that. Right. And it's 1,000 times as more powerful for those folks than it is for you or I. And
well, I said it, what is great about this is, and I think I said it a little earlier, is now when people say you can be president, you can be a congressman, you look at, okay, yeah, I can. Whereas before, no, unless you were an old white guy, you couldn't do it. Right. Yeah. I mean, now everybody, because I always look at my granddaughter, who's, I keep telling my daughter, I say, look, if you don't send her to Yale or Harvard, I'm going to come back and haunt you. Because she's just incredibly smart. I go, she could be president someday. Not that I would wish that on anybody. I mean, it takes a special,
but to inspire hope, to push the conversation forward, to say, hey, we're not out here denying white supremacy, the fact that we actually have to say, like, why the fuck won't you deny white supremacy? Why won't you step forward and just say, like, no, this is wrong. We have to move beyond this. But no, we have to have, like, no longer a dog whistle, but a blowhorn that says, like, come on, everybody. It's, again, all things being equal, and trust me, they are not equal. And for that one moment of and Jack, you've talked about it as well. COVID. We are in the middle of a pandemic. I don't care if there's a 97% survival rate. When the hospitals become overrun, when we find out a year from now that, oh, by the way, you're going to have a long-term heart condition with it. Whatever the case may be, we have to get over this together as a people. When I look at the map, when I look at the map of Africa and they are not red, at all. But you look at us and we are bright red, or you look at Canada and you're like, how are you yellow? But we are still hot fucking red with this mess, and we cannot move past this as a people. We do. We need people like Mitch fucking Moscow McConnell to come forward and just be like, come on, people, let's get together on this. We do. It's 100. It's 180. We've had 100.
Pay no attention to my black hand.
But we've had 189 11s essentially happen, but it would be like as if George Bush said, there's no problem here. There's none at all. We're not going to do anything about that.
Well, the problem is he was planning for it. He actually he goes, we need to, when he was in office, he said, we need to start planning ahead for
a pandemic. And albeit I am not a big Bush fan, I lived through that bullshit, and I will look back and say, he had the empathy and he had the foresight to say, I care about the American people. And that is one thing that I can point to about the Bush administration and his time in office that I can say, thank you, President Bush, for thinking about the people more so than yourself or your political agenda, because it happened in his second term. So
you're just pissed because he's a better artist.
No, I am not. And I was fucking pissed when he became a painter, because fuck that noise. So thank you. Thank you, Jack. I will go ahead and end this. Somehow we lost Jack's feed. It's so weird. I think he's got some bad Wi-Fi connection.
I did want to say Rutgers, I think today, released a study that 20% of all people that get COVID have shown increased signs of depression, anxiety, and it's basically a neurological problem.
Yeah. I mean, it's just mental. I think I know we said a lot off air. We said people say only 2.5-3% die, but you don't want it. Yeah, that's the problem, dumbass.
Yeah, only 2.5. Dude, that's crazy. That's like saying I was watching this. It was like a school board meeting up in New Hampshire. I don't know if I mentioned this in the show or not, but they're talking about COVID, and it's like, yeah, 1 out of 100. He goes, are we here? And we're keeping our kids out of school for 1 out of 100, really? And the person's like, yeah, Yeah, we are. So if you want to go around and ask this entire room, there's 100 families in here, say which one of you are willing to sacrifice your child. Fuck off, you fucking piece of shit.
So Matt's not a fan of Bush.
Not that kind of Bush.
It's so 80s.
Yeah. Or is it 90s?
Yeah, the band.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, no, I mean...
It's frustrating, and it's just like... I don't know.
It's frustrating too, because you know, as I talk to my friend that is living in California and his kids are still, you know, not in school full time, and I have my son that's going full time, and a teacher on a 70 fucking degree day has them not go outside for a mask break, but no, instead they're going to sit in their desks, not 6 feet apart, and have a mask break. What the fuck? I am ready to pull my son out of the school and just say, like, no, I do not.
Already happened.
We had a teacher in this county died of COVID. And my daughter.
But it's just going to magically go away now. So
my daughter, who's a teacher, she teaches the, you know. But anyway, I don't want to call it. But she's
special needs.
Special needs. Yeah, she has students coming into her class now. Because she has this, well, I won't talk about it on air about this one parent, but anyway.
Oh, we actually legitimately lost Nick, not because I bumped him.
At first, I thought it was me, and I go, "What the fuck did I say now?"
I did not do that to Nick. So I mean, you know, it's on our minds for sure. It's one of those things that definitely, like, you know, it's hard to reconcile with. It's hard to get over some of these emotions and. Frankly, I mean, that's why we escape into other media, you know, is to kind of take our mind off.
Condoms. We could talk about president condoms if you want.
Sputnik condoms? Is that what you said?
Presidential. Sure.
Presidential. No, we do not need to go into presidential condoms.
I mean, aside from tricky dick, I mean, what else are you going to get?
I don't know, but I assume that the Bush boys is definitely lubricant. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the Clinton is just—it looks like a cigar.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That would be great. Oh, that would be perfect.
The Havana,
the Gerald Ford, the JFK. It's weird because your penis is shaped a little bit back instead of left. I don't know.
with Reagan, did you just forget to put it on? Man,
apparently, I'm good at writing dick jokes.
Lincoln's condom has a hole in it, right?
Oh man. Not to be used in a theater.
So. Can't use it in a drive-in.
Just wood. John says Washington's looks like a cherry tree. I don't know if it just blossoms or if it goes into different parts.
No, it's made out of wood.
It's made out of wood.
Oh yeah.
That's a hardwood.
Yeah.
So we could probably go on for another half an hour. At some point, good. We have to stop this
at
show.
At some point, should be right about now.
Thomas Jefferson's made out of Abigail Adams, right?
Oh God.
Harrison's only lasts for like a few seconds.
Okay. So I hope everyone.
Jack Daniels, right?
I hope everybody enjoyed the show.
Grant, I'm sorry.
All of the political and superhero condom jokes aside, we do really appreciate everybody that joined us in the chat tonight. Kim and John, Matt Triest, I know Chris Doran was on here as well.
Where was Sherry?
So Matt, if you don't close out the show, the Patreons, with our special Patreon members with condom names, I'm gonna be upset.
I am not that.
I'm gonna be upset.
Magnum.
Okay, why don't you guys close out the show with that? Because I actually had election day themed ones for them. So
thank you for all the patron level the level whichever members. I don't know.
Well, okay, first of all, we have
Maggie the Magnum.
The email.
No, we had an email.
You got
not the email. I was just going to say, like, where do people send in the email?
Oh.
RCADcast@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
And gmail.com. What?
Gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Say your.
Don't forget to wrap your tack. Molly the Magnum.
Sorry, like I love Matt. What Matt Treese had a good one. Glover Cleveland can only go for two non-consecutive sessions. I like that.
Who else? I need some names.
Eckhart
Rapp.
Rippled. Rippled.
No. Eckhart.
Eckhart. Rippled for your pleasure.
Ed the. I don't want to say it. I was going to say Ed the Cum Carrier.
That's weird. I can't go after that one.
That's what she said. Just in time, Joanne. And Gargantuan Greg. If you did not like those condom names, I did make some political ones, such as Tacking It Back to the Man, Politicians Getting Richer Richter, White House Ed Evicted, Mail-In Vote Maggie, There Is Justice Joanne, and Gracious Concession Greg. Thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed both condoms and political jokes. Sherry was here the whole time. She was the friend that we knew all along. I don't know.
Is Ed here? Joke.
No, what? Sherry. But Sherry's
here. Just Sherry. I was like, we're curious where Sherry was, and she hadn't.
She just did not like all of the condom jokes.
A big thank you for Ed, actually. I'm playing a big part in helping the selection happen.
Ed?
He tossed out all the
He's in California.
Richard for her pleasure.
Richard. Oh, nice. I like that.
I said it was nice when I said it 2 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, Matt just put, okay.
I started and Chris finished it. There we go.
Hey, oh, tag team.
That's the Arcad condom. So what would the RCAD condom be?
Oh.
Great show, kids. Let's blow this thing and go home. Join us next week. We'll be back.